trying to get some sleep. I am trying to get some sleep. I promise. But it looks like Daily Wire gets gag order against Candace Owens. We just reported about it. I just uploaded it maybe like 10 minutes ago, but it looks like we have some new information. I kind of want to brief those who are not informed of what's going on. It looks like the Daily Wire reportedly sought out a gag order against their ex-staffer Candace Owens after she called for a debate against Daily Wire editor Emeritus Ben Shapiro. The conservative outlet allegedly attempted to privately receive a gag order as Shapiro and Daily Wire CEO Jeremy Bowen simultaneously argued over when to hold a debate against Owens, according to award-winning journalist Glenn Greenwald. Now, the outlet has not announced the gag order publicly. The Daily Wire accused Owens of violating the non-disparagement clause of her company contract by calling for the debate. And Owens accused Shapiro of violating the confidentiality agreement by criticizing her views publicly, according to Greenwald's newsletter. The company said the gag order was sought due to the manner in which Owens demanded the debate. They further cited several online criticisms of Boeing and Shapiro that Owens liked on Twitter. Now, this is getting out of hand. I mean, people are offended by what you like online. Has it really gotten to that point where you can't say anything about anybody that you work for or even have your own personal opinion? Sometimes you disagree on things, but this is not what we're here for. We're really here for because we got some more information that Candace didn't leave the Daily Wire. It looks like there's a bombshell that dropped, and I'm going to play it for you right here.
Things are getting spicy at the Daily Wire. You're going to burn your hands on this hot tea. Let's go. Candace Owens is saying she's going to go on a public media tour on the largest shows in the world to tell the world the truth about why the Daily Wire fired her. Candace Owens threatening to go on Joe Rogan's podcast, saying that she's disgusted that Ben Shapiro is going and doing media interviews about her firing. Ben, we promised each other not to talk about this, but Ben Shapiro said this recently.
There is an Overton window at the Daily Wire. Obviously, there was a non-meeting of the minds. That's pretty much all I can say on this.
And the CEO of the Daily Wire, Jeremy Boring, said this.
Are you trying to ask me why I fired Candace Owens?
So previously, we knew that Candace Owens had left the Daily Wire, but now we know that she was fired. It wasn't just a contract dispute. Now, her and Ben Shapiro have been warring, obviously, not over contracts, but actually over religion. And apparently, Candace Owens saying Christ is king was one of the reasons she got fired.
I am working so hard, working so hard not to say I told you so. A lot of people said, oh, she must have did something wrong or whatever it may be. She got fired for having faith in God. And you can't get fired for that. That is crazy. They talk about freedom of speech. Let me move this out the way. I can't have two mics up here. You know, you can't have this idea that you're going to follow the First Amendment. You love our country. You love freedom of speech. You love freedom of religion. And then you go and do something like that. So the truth always comes out to the light. Candace, you're doing an excellent job. Just keep it up. And look, they're scared. So they get to go on this whole media tour and they get to voice their opinion, but you don't get to voice yours. See me, I'm not necessarily picking a side. I'm on the side of truth, meaning give me all the information, everybody be honest, and let me decide for myself. That's why you listen to me, is because I don't fill it up with fluff. I don't have a bias. I don't care for Candace more than I care for Ben Shapiro. We are all humans. I love everyone. I love truth. I am on the side of truth. I just want the truth. I don't want you to tell me she left and you fired her. I don't want that. I don't want you to have your bias about how her religion is or what she feels or what she believes. I don't want none of that. I want the truth. So now that we get that out, hopefully I get to go to bed. It's about almost 11 o'clock at night. I hope that y'all get to listen to this. Let me know in the comments, how do you feel? Do you think this is fair? The gag order that's coming out, they want a debate, but yet they want to manipulate her with contracts and legalese to make sure that she doesn't get her voice out. But if she goes on this podcast tour, you going to tune in? Let me know. Well, that's it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgeway, the host of Financial Advisor. Say the darndest things in my mom's favorite Christian financial advisor. If you like videos like this, make sure that you subscribe, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.